Continuing in that fine awareness. Riding on the experience of breathing in and breathing out, connecting to this experience as closely as possible. Being this experience. Twenty-one breathing cycles, preparing ourselves for the practice of Tonglen, And then we tune in for a moment to that what we call ultimate bodhicitta, ultimate mind of awakening. Seeing, remembering the illusory, ungraspable nature of appearances. Appearing to be so real, as if solid. yet no substance at all. And we give this understanding a place, a big sphere of light in the center of our awareness, in the center of our body and the heart, a sphere, a dimension into which we can breathe in. And from where we will breathe out, breathing in with compassionate care for ourselves, breathing out with loving care, deeply accepting ourselves as we are now. With all the traces of our karma, that what we have lived and thought and done in the past. And offering support to ourselves to live with all of that, to deal with it in a good way, to let it dissolve. And to actually unveil our Buddha nature. See your own potential, feel, taste your own potential. Moments of clarity, moments of love. It's all there, even if in between clouds pass. It's exactly those clouds that we breathe in, that we open up to. Take in that support. Take in that encouragement. Imagine that even the Buddhas give you encouragement. Yes, my dear, go for it. You are my daughter, my son. Trust your own capacities, trust your mind. Whatever arises dissolves by itself. When we have well established this breathing in compassionately, the space of self-liberation, breathing out with care, supporting, and then actually opening up to some glimpses of our own Buddha nature, some intuition that I can be so free, so full of qualities. Then when that is established, we can choose a situation where someone was a little disagreeable with us, challenging. Don't go to the worst situation. Perhaps going to a situation where you got a little angry, upset, not feeling understood. And I'm breathing in, accept yourself being angry. Accept that anger. Breathing in all those uncomfortable feelings. And every time at the turning point, breathing into the heart, let go. Then give yourself the support that you would have liked in that situation, or that you would like now if you were to experience the situation again. How to be connected with your Buddha nature when another person behaves in a challenging way. How to be clear, how maybe not to enter the game, how perhaps to protect yourself, Feel that strength. And at the same time, feel that you understand your reaction. And again, prepare yourself for the similar situation, accepting your irritation, letting it dissolve, and supporting yourself and perhaps taking a few breaths before you react. Taking some time to connect with your qualities before you act, react. So what we are doing in this first step of working with challenging situations is we completely accept our normal reactions to this. How disappointed we might be, how angry we might become. How we might react with pride. And we offer ourselves the support to feel, to reconnect with our qualities, the deeper qualities. The capacity to remain inwardly warm, the capacity to be understanding with ourselves and with the other person, just to understand what is going on, not following automatic reactions, breathing in, the space of self-liberation, the Buddha in our heart, and the wisdom, the love of the Buddha flowing into us, flowing into the situation. Okay, let's take a little pause here. Just relax from this first part of the work. I see you doing it already, moving a little, opening the eyes. We are working with imagination, It's a good way to remember that our world is made of imagination. Even when we have the eyes open, the way we put our world together, how we look at people, how we feel this place, is our own personal interpretation. Just imagine that maybe some of your family who doesn't like what you are doing is stepping into this room. How angry that person could become at seeing us sitting here wasting our time, while you could do so much good in the world. I see you smiling, I hear some of you laughing. Yes. That's the world. It's a different way of seeing the same situation. You might be trying to do your best and actually doing your best. Like perhaps here in retreat, and another person sees you or hears of what you are doing and gets so angry. What are you doing? You are betraying our family, our culture. I have lived this. I've been through this. So then, when you're ready, we will go for the second part of the story. Okay? A few more breaths in the pause. And you might choose such a situation now where you were doing your best and someone got mad at you, angry. I'm pretty sure it happened to all of us. If you're a parent, it definitely happened. If you're a school teacher, it definitely happened. If you're a Dharma teacher, it definitely happened. If you have tried to do some good in this world, which was a little bit unusual, then it has happened. And you might have been surprised at the reaction. But now take one situation. Okay? Take one. Only one. Remember one situation when you were surprised by the anger of the other person. Continue breathing in and breathing out. And freeze the situation. That means don't make it into a movie. It is just a photo. It's just a photo remembering that you don't allow it to move and to become a big scenario again. No, no. It's just a distant memory. And actually, you can make it quite small. If you look at the photo, you can make it that small that it is not overwhelming. And you breathe with it. You remember again your own reaction. And you breathe in your own reaction, acknowledging it, acknowledging perhaps the incapacity to handle that situation or the limitations, and that's all you need to do. There is the space of self-liberation. It's always the place where we can relax. And the understanding remains. The understanding, oh yes, I reacted like this. Maybe I would have needed this kind of support. And that's the support we send. And now we do the same thing for the angry person. Getting so angry. First of all, we accept the anger. Okay, breathing in. If you feel that something gets dynamic there, make it back into a photo. Make it back into a photo. Some imprint in your mind. Let go of the photo if you need. Don't bring it back, just let it dissolve into light. This is the self-liberation, not only of what you felt the moment you connected to it, but also of the situation. We are in the pause, and only those of you who wish to continue, you can try again, looking at something, at this situation. We are accepting a part of samsara. Samsara is not a beautiful place to be in. So much suffering. And someone becomes so angry, there is suffering. And again, let it dissolve. Let it dissolve again. This is the capacity you need to let it dissolve any time. If you need help, you open your eyes. You make a pause in that sphere of self-liberation. You come back to your own qualities, your own Buddha nature. We are sitting in our Buddha nature. And the important thing is that we don't lose contact with those basic qualities when we let images, memories arise. We will not go further this time. I invite you into and turn your mind, your attention, your imagination to something really agreeable, could be sufficient to look around in this room or to imagine to sit in a place with people you love. Or in a place where you love to be alone. Maybe to have a little cat lying in your lap. All of this is working with our creative mind. Let's finish this little exercise by remembering, wow, what a dream. I will use a few minutes to talk about this, to give you a little better understanding. You are beginning to get to know a method that works with, let's call it the preconscious, and unconscious, subconscious is not quite the right word. The moment we open up to something challenging, we are not completely in control what arises. We want to control it, but there's a possibility that really heavy stuff suddenly comes to the surface. And we have to be able to let it dissolve again. Okay? This is what happens to people in dream at night. This is the mechanism of nightmares. Less control, no control at night, and then from the unconscious, the preconscious, then images arise. This is what is so difficult when people relax. Because to relax, it's always meant to relax control. So to make this safe, this exercise where we relax and we even invite, is that we need to have control. We need to master that letting go, putting limits, reducing the impact, making it small, or even allowing it to dissolve, placing our attention somewhere else, going towards what is wholesome. We need that capacity. Okay? Otherwise, it's too strong. Then we might very quickly be overwhelmed. So the capacity that we develop in shamatha to direct our attention, which has an element of control, but is very much needed here. We need the capacity to direct our attention in a way that is really helpful. And we need the capacity to open up, because all those imprints, they are active in us. However, they are under the lid. Yeah, lid, you understand, is like merci. That's it. and under the lid. This is what then we call unconscious, then it is active there and it influences our way of dealing with the world. Now, nowadays many lids are made from glass so that you can look in. And this is a little bit the effect of practice. We can feel and see a little bit what is waiting there, at least what is close to the surface. Yeah, we can see that. That's what I call pre-conscious. It's when we are relaxed enough and we dare to look, we begin to see. And of course, there is a wish to open the lid. Okay? But only shortly. Yeah, only shortly, and then the capacity to close again. Yes? So, in a way that is limiting, not free access, not a lot of it boiling over. Now, the way the example goes, we think there is really something solid boiling. No, no. All of these are forces, these are energies. And the only power they have is to create experiences in the mind. So whatever these forces have in power is only the power to bring forth feelings, images, you know. Yeah, that's what they do actually. They don't bring forth so many concepts like words and so on. Sometimes yes, but normally not. It's much more, how do you say, basic. It's images, sounds, smells, feelings, all the reactions that go with it, the emotions that go with it. So that's why we need this deep insight into the, call it empty nature, the insubstantial nature of what is coming up. That insight needs to accompany the practice. Insufficient, not realization, not we are not talking about waiting until we have kind of reached the super realization, but sufficient enough to help us to find into relaxation. Just like a person when waking up in the morning, the dream is still kind of present, and at that moment the person notices, oh, just a dream. And then there is a letting go of the dream. Not like people very often who then attach more meaning to the dream. Not like this. No. Oh, it's just a dream. Okay, let's continue. This kind of understanding. Okay, this is what is needed here. I hope we got all the lids closed. And feel your normal breathing, feel your body. So I encourage all of you to only do that practice when you really want to do it. You got a little taste of it, but otherwise I invite you to sit on the lid, okay? To be sure, okay? This is one part of our freedom. When we know how to deal with the mind, that we say, no, okay, this is enough. No more of that. I will wait, maybe never, anyhow. It doesn't have substance. It's not that it really has the strength to do something. But yes, I know it influences me in a subtle way. I'm okay with that, but I'm okay not to do more right now. So it's a very healthy way of dealing with the situation. Only when you feel that there is, you feel at ease and you feel stable, then you might want to open a little bit, not much, in a very controlled way, and let it dissolve. Basically, it's steam. It's steam. Steam is energy. Incredibly strong energy. There are steam engines, you know? Strong energy. But it's only steam. It evaporates. There's something nice about steam, since I am with this image, which I've never used before. But steam, it can evaporate, but there can also be condensation. And that's water then. And that water becomes cool. And that's the compassion. That's the compassion which arises from the practice. The heat of the emotions is gone, and the understanding which remains is the wonderful, moistening, humidifying quality of compassion. I had a lot of steam in my system, I tell you. I was quite short-tempered as a young man, adolescent. So, may all be happy. May they have the causes of happiness. May we all be free from suffering, and may we all have causes to be free from that. May we enjoy that deep joy, that freedom. And may we live in the great equanimity, which is the result of deep understanding.